You need to cover your head.
Okay, so let's review some, right, from yesterday. Okay, so yesterday, basically the question was is that you have this thing of machshav to mashvilei makom, which is that the general principle is you need dalet al dalet for it to have a din makom. But now you have this thing of the case where you spit or urinate, so you say, so Rav Yossi says that's yichayev. So he says, why yichayev? But there's no, it's not dalet al dalet, right? No, no, no. So he says, no. It says, machshavto mashvilei makom. Your machshava somehow makes your mouth or your ever into a makom. Somehow. And he says, then I'll prove it to you. Because you see, Rabba's case, if you throw it into a dog's mouth or into a kibshan, he says, you're chayev, but a dog's mouth or kibshan isn't dalal dalal. So it must be machshavto mashvilei makom. So same thing here. Okay? So we said, first of all, what does it mean? Why are you learning? Why is one case any better than another? The exact same thing. Why are you learning with the support of Yosef with Rabat? Same thing. And then also, what's the deal? How do you just get around Shir? Dala Dala. You say, Machshava? How does Machshava work? I mean, so whatever you're going to say, but Halacha is Halacha. You have a Shir. Shir is a Shir. And Rashi says, what's Machshavto? He says, it means because Tzarech Lekach. By the mouth, let's say, or the urinating. He says, because Tzarech Lekach. So what does it mean, Tzarech? Tzarech what? So I have to get rid of it, but that's so wide. So I have to get rid of it. That's on the contrary. That would be Anshul Gufa. By the way, so I saw the Rif says that it's only according to the slide who says Anshul Gufa is Chayev. Rav Shimon, that is, right? Rav Shimon. I think it's Rav Shimon. Yeah? Yehuda. But if you hold that Anshul Gufa is Pater, then this will be Pater. It's a Rif on this on the Gemara and Erevin. Fine, but whatever. But what does it mean, Shutzarach Lekach? How does that make it a Makom? He says, Shutzarach Lekach? Since you need this, therefore it makes the mouth. And then he says, therefore it's mashvila hotzah hashuva. So the problem is that, first of all, what's tzarach lekach? What do you mean it's mashvila hotzah hashuva? It's not hotzah hashuva, it makes the mouth, the makom. The Gemara says mashvila makom. It doesn't say mashvila hotzah hashuva. So it sounds like Rashi is going against the Gemara. The Gemara says mashvila makom. Okay. By the way, the Ritva on Erevin, on that Gemara, says both. Mashvila makom, the hotzah hashuva, something like that. So I think it also supports what we're learning. Rashi's not just ignoring the Gemara. That's what he means. It is Mashiach and Makom, but therefore it's Otzah Hashuvah. But basically the way we explain the thing is that the main idea was like this, is that there's no halacha, there's no gzeras hakasav of Makom. Okay, if there were gzeras hakasav of Makom, then you need Makom. Then you'd have a shir, halacha would give a shir, what is defined as Makom, dalet al dalet, and that's it. You can't start changing it and say, like let's say in a sukkah you have dalet al dalet or in all different reshu you have dalet. You say, well, you know, and this for me, my machshava, this is really like dalet al dalet. It just doesn't work that way. I mean, if there's a din makom intrinsically, you can't just start bringing in subjective considerations to change the din makom. Makom's a makom. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is not makom. It doesn't say anywhere makom. It says otza. And otza is akira nanacha. But the concept, otza is a certain concept, which is that you're uprooting the din makom in the object. The makom, the object has an essential relationship to a location, and you're uprooting that. So like we said, is that if you have a ring in its box, a diamond ring in its ring box, that's an essential relationship to the makom. That is its holder. There's an idea of an essential relationship. It exists without, you don't need dalet amos for that. That's, you are storing it, you want it, it has a specific reality to be in this location. So that's a makom. But if you just throw a thing and it happens to land in a random place, you don't have any, your machshava isn't koveya this as a makom of the object, so then, does it have an essential din makom, or is it just fleeting? It's just an accidental makom. So then it depends. If it's objectively dalet al dalet, so then that is, a dalet al dalet is a holder. Even if you didn't think it, but it's a holder. It's a substantial holder. It could stay there forever. So it's secure. So then that also is din makom. If not, if it's less than dalet al dalet, then not. So that's what Rashi is saying, is that Machshav to Mashalei Makom is possible because the reality of Makom isn't intrinsically Makom, but it's a Hotza'ah Chashuva. It's the Hotza'ah which is the reality. And the Hotza'ah could exist through your Machshava, because you really render this a Makom of the object, through your Machshava, or through Shir, objectively. But there are two different methods. So the fact that he shifts away from Makom is because he wants to show you that the Makom is just an instance of a greater reality of Hotzah Hashuva, which exists certainly when you have Machshavta. Rashi's holding is because it doesn't say anywhere Makom, and Rashi Bayas also said. He says, why do you need Makom Dalal Dalad? Right? And the Tosfos, remember, they were all talking about because Mako, like it's Tishmim Komo, Mishkan. But Rashi said because it says Shetehave Akiraso Akirava Anachaso Hanacha. It's not a super added idea. That is the productivity of Hotzah. There's no separate halacha you need makom. Why should there be a superadded separate halacha? That is what otzah is. Otzah means you're changing an essential property of makom in the object. That's what otzah is. It's not. There's no superadded requirement that you have to meet the property called makom. It's a concept. It's a character of your activity. Are you doing productivity or not doing productivity? It's a much simpler idea than to say there's a superadded requirement of makom. Why should there be like a halachic shame makom which is necessary? It's a character of a malacha which is necessary. So that's the case. So then Rashi says, so what's that? So that's very good. You say, where I want it in the kibshan, or I want it in the dog's mouth. So you say, I'm making that into a holder of the thing. So therefore it's an essential relationship. But in your mouth, or your aver, where you don't want it, so why is that a makom? How does that become an essential relationship? So he said what Rashi's saying is exactly because of that. Because you don't want it. Doesn't matter if it's because you want it or because you don't want it here. Either way, that means the relationship, the makom is essential. Because the idea is makom could be essential or just accidental. I don't really care. Because once your machshava either has a want or a positive diswant of this being the location, so it means its makom is significant. It has a significance of its makom. And you either want it here or you don't want it here. But the absence of the idea of just a stam, the absence of makom, means its shame makom is just accidental. There's no essential relationship. It just happens to be here. It's there. It doesn't have any, there's no reality to where it is. But once there's a machshava on its location, for the positive or the negative, it's defined as din makom. That's why he's from Rav Yosef says, how do I know it? Because you see Rabba's case. Rabba's case is the positive, but he's saying is if you understand the svar in Rabba's case, that it's just that once you have machshava on it, it's a makom, then it's going to work the same way in the negative. That's why Rashi should solve the kach. Means because you need to get rid of it. So it means that this is it's here, and I don't want it here. This is its makom, and I don't want this to be its makom. So that also gives it a machshava. Machshava is machshiv, the makom, in the positive or in the negative. So fine. So that was yesterday. So now the question is, so what about in our case? So in our case, you have the put into the guy's hand, right? That's a keser mishnah. A keser mishnah is where you put the chayfetz into the guy's hand. And the Gemara wants to know, but the hand isn't dalal dalid. So it says, okay, so they try to work out ways to get around this problem. Because they say, the hand's not dalal dalid. So basically, Tosas asks, he says, what's the problem? Just say machshav to machshav makom. You want it to be in the guy's hand. That's where you're putting it. You want it in his hand. Why is that any different than putting it in the mouth of the dog or putting it in the kibshon? Putting it in his hand. Where else are you putting it? That's where you want it. Right? Okay. So here, Rav Tam answers, no, there's a difference. Because in the case of the kalev, I want it to be, I'm feeding my dog, I want it to be in the dog's mouth, nowhere else. Case of the kibshon, I want to burn it. I want it to be in the kibshon, nowhere else. In the case of the hand, I don't need it to be in the hand. If he had a kli basket, that would be fine for me. I don't really care. Doesn't matter. So therefore, you don't say. And he says also, in the case of the urine or the spit, it's only that's the only way. There's no other way to spit or to urinate, something like that. But in this case, you're fine and dandy for somewhere else. So the question is, what's his idea? It sounds forced a little bit. I mean, you don't want it in the hand. You want it. It could have been in the clay. Yeah, but I mean, there's no clay. You know, it was in his hand. Then I want his hand. Like, what's his idea? What's his point? What's how many of us must come here? It sounds like we're going into alternative realities. Like in theory, if he had a clay, then I could have put it in a clay. But he didn't have a clay. So given that he didn't have a clay, I want it in his hand specifically. Like what? Right now, I'm putting his hand, and I want it to be in his hand. So you're saying is if, okay, but it's a big if. It's not. If there was another oven here, or if there was some other whatever, and
you owned another dog.
If I owned another dog, and I had to feed my other dog because he was hungrier, then I would have fed my other dog. But this is what I'm doing. Well, who cares about what if? Okay, so I think what Johnny and Chaya are saying, I think I'm saying the same thing that the idea is See, what's the difference is that right, let's take the case of the hand. So if you say, where am I putting it? I'm trying to put it in his hand. I don't want it on the floor or whatever. I want to put it in his hand. I want to hand it to the guy. You know, so in that sense, you're saying is machshava. I want to put it there. Same thing as I want to put it in the dog's mouth. Okay? See, but that's true in like my action. The action is putting it in the guy's hand, as opposed to like in the case, for instance, where I just throw it and it lands anywhere. I don't care. Then I don't want it to be anywhere. I don't know. But in the hand case, I'm the dafka putting it in his hand. It's an action of being like picking this place and putting it right there. But that's not enough though, because that's not the point. The point is that you want to create that the chafza has a relationship to this makom. Okay, and so far as the chafza is concerned, that the chafza has like a din makom and there's a relationship to this makom. So for instance, it means like the food in the mouth of the dog. It means that it's food and it goes in the mouth of the dog. And it means I want the food to be in his mouth. There's a real relationship between the chafza and his makom, or the kivshon, or the urine, or the what's it called, the spit. But here, there's nothing about hand, like I want it in hand. It's just, I want to get it across. Now, it happens to be, at this moment, that's my method. So the hand, the method which is supplied to me in this scenario, is the guy who has his hand out, and I put in his hand, and that's how I get it into the other shoset, that's how I get it to him. If he put out a basket, basket's fine. Now, it's not like this is a hand object or a basket object, or it's accidental. So it's true, given the situation at hand, my action is one of machshava, of putting it there. But it's not measured from the framework of like the action, am I selecting this location? But the question is in the chafza, is this the holder of this chafza, or is it just that it happens to be here? So the fact that it has to be here because of the situation, that's also accidental. Because that's not a relationship between the chafza and the location, that's just because of the scenario which came about, my action has to select this makom as opposed to other makomos. But it doesn't make a relation, an essential relationship between the chafza and the location. It's just situational. Given this situation, I'm forced to choose that location. But it doesn't mean that there's a positive relationship of this is the holder of this object. Like a diamond ring, the box of a ring. That's an essential relationship. Here, there's nothing like that. So it's based upon the idea, even though it looks like machshavto in the other case, because you're deliberately picking that place, but that's an accidental deliberately. Because of the situation, I choose that place. But that's not the idea. The concept of machshavto means where I'm making it a makom, which means that there's a real relationship for the gavra between the object and the hand. Not just this, since situationally, because right now I have to hand it, I have to get it across. That's not an essential relationship. I think it's good. I don't know that this is like a havamina, like Tosas really held this way. And I think this is a good example where Tosas is clarifying the idea. So using a question and answer is like bringing home the idea of what's the concept of machshav to mashalei makom, you know? So it's like, I don't know if this actually was like upheld from, you know, like he's bringing out the concept. It's very much in line with the way we've been developing it. You find it further, that which looks like your machshava is selecting a makom, if you think about it, that also could be accidental. But if it just happens to land in a random place, of course that's accidental, vis-a-vis machshava. But even if he puts it in a place and his action selects a location, but still that could be an accidental factor that he had to select the location, but not because he is an essential, he's defining an essential relationship between that. That's again, situationally. But when he feeds a dog, there is an essential relationship. That is where the food goes. And that's what I think it means by the spit and by the urine also. That's where they go. That's their makom. It's an essential relationship. I don't know, it could be he's learning. It could be he's not learning like Rashi. I mean, than that, with the spit and that. I'm not sure. I mean, you could say that idea we said yesterday, even though we threw it yesterday, as Chaim was mentioning before. You can still say that's a way to say it, is that it means that you can't say the relationship between spit in a mouth or urine in the neighbor is accidental. That is their location. Now you're breaking it, but that is their location. It's not an accidental relationship. But the only thing is machshavto. You have to learn machshavto just means, if you say machshavto there, Chaim, if you say machshavto there, you have to just say it means like your knowledge that that's where they go. It's like, it's a different idea of machshavto, you know, It's like, well, it's a lav dafka. Rashi's way is dafka. It's like a machshava that you don't want it there. You know? So David points out well that it's, you can't say that just Tosas, like him Tomar V'Yesh Lomar, because it's two different to Shit Bali Tosas. It's the Rashba and Rebbeinu Tam. So the Rashba really asked the question, and he was stumped, so to speak. I mean, I don't know if he couldn't come with the answer, but it doesn't say his answer. Rebbeinu Tam answered it. So it seems like it really is a question. It means there's really, in the Rashba's mind, he really saw it, and that it's a problem. Rebbeinu Tam answers it, but I mean, there was really a svara to say the other way. So I think what Chaim is saying is true. So you could still say is that, even though we're saying is that you have to have a essential relationship to the makom, but you could, a question is, how do you measure the relationship to the makom? Do you measure it from the framework of the action, or do you measure it from like the underlying, like the framework of the chafta? Like vis-a-vis, if you just like, so to speak, just focus on the action itself, the action is that this is the makom. You want it in your hand, in the hand. You know what I mean? But that's what the Rosh was looking at. It's like you're in this, so this is a ma'isa otzan, and this ma'isa, you're giving this the makom. But the Rav Benatar is answering is that although you could look at it that way, but it's better to say that it's not. The question is the underlying reality of the chafta. You don't just look in the context of this particular action, but you have to look in so far as the greater picture of the chafta. Is this chafta have a real relationship to makom or not? Even though in the context of this action, it does, because I want to put it here, but he says you have to look in the greater perspective. I mean, I guess, could be the Rosh Ba'el, then no. That since this is with the Ma'is Otzad and, this is the Ma'is Malacha, so you define the Makom relative to, in the framework of the Ma'is. So if you just throw it and it happens to land somewhere, then you don't care. But if you bedafka put it there, then now you're choosing that as its location. You don't really want it there, really, because, yeah, but in the context of this action, you don't want it there. You know what I mean? But the Rosh Ba'el, the Rebbeinu Tam's answering, and I guess proving from the Gemara, right, it's not just an answer, I mean, he's right. Rosh Ba'el is going to admit it, you know, just, I mean, Rebbeinu Tam is showing from the Gemara, I guess, that it doesn't go that way. That it's not, you don't just measure it from the context of the action, but you can measure it from the greater perspective. Of course, is this makom essential to the chafza? It's an essential relation to the chafza, not just in this action, but in the reality of the chafza. Is there an essential relationship? In his machshava. Does he really have an essential relationship between this thing, or is it just because of the situation at hand? I mean, you could have seen the other way, like halachically. Like halacha just measures it from the frame of this action. You don't go, you know, universal. Yeah, so further in Tosos, okay? There's one more point in Tosos. But the problem is that point in Tosos is based on the Gemara, so we have to get the Gemara a little later. Okay? So, you looked at the Gemara? Alright, you look at the Gemara. So, Gemara later says, basically, the Gemara at the end of the day, okay, later on, in resolving this issue, basically just says that the hand is, Yad HaShem L'Chashiv HaLaKetal HaLaDal. Okay, which means your hand is Din Makom objectively. For whatever reason, like the Ram says, because it grasps things and whatever, but it's dal al dal. And how that works, or what the Havamin Askan is, we're going to hold off on. But that's what it says. Yelosh al chashiv like dal al dal. Your hand is objectively a din makom, irrespective of machshava, anything. Your hand is dal al dal. Okay. So then the Gemara had a problem. Okay. So that's to explain the Mishnah. So that's what, so it says kiyasa. So we're at, it's, let's look there. Amar Rava. It's a star on a Hayamar Aleph. And halfway down the page, it says Amar Rava, Yad Hashem Chashuv Lo Kedal Adal. V'chein Kiyasa Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yad Hashem Chashuv Lo Kedal Adal. Okay, so that's Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said Yad Hashem Chashuv Lo Kedal Adal. And then the Gemara says Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan. Brings down a whole new statement, a new statement by Rav Yochanan. Zorach Chayefet V'Nach V'Soch Yad Hashem Chaver Chayef. So if I throw something and it lands in another guy's hand, I'm Chayef, right? I'm Chayef. So the Gemara says, "My Kamash Malan, what's teaching me? Yad Hashem L'Chashuv Lo Kedal HaDalad." And the Mil says, "It's teaching me that Rabbi Yochanan holds your hand is like Dalad Dalad." V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chadazina, but he already said that. He said openly, "Yad Hashem L'Chashuv Lo Kedal HaDalad." So he has to say this funny case: if you throw it into the guy's hand, it lands in his hand. It's Yechayev. Of course, your hand's Dalad Dalad. It's the difference. You throw it anywhere. Hand's Dalad Dalad. He already said that. So the Gemara says, "No. Han Ma'hu the Tema Hani Milecha the Achshava Hu Liyadei Avicha the Lo Achshava Liyadei Malo." So I might think, because in the case where you throw it to his hand, you're not specifically throwing it to his hand. You're just throwing it and it lands on his hand. So I might say that the only time where you're chai, where yado is ach, where yado is dalad al dalad, is where you bedafka put it into his hand. So that's achshave. Right? You're achshave his hand. But if you just throw it and it happens to land in his hand, I think not. No. Anyways, the other shomer could do it all dalit. Anyways, okay, that's the gemara there. So how is this? Why is this a problem for Tosfos? He says, "Vahadamar lekamon." So the question is, why is this a problem for Tosfos? Hada lekamon. He says a little bit. Hanimili, havmina hanimili hecha da achshavili yada. Afagav da nichalei sheyekablenu beinyan acher kimo biyado. He's about to give his answer, but that was his question. Right here, the gemara is saying your hand is achshavay. Right, because when you throw it to the hand, when you hand it to him, when you put it in his hand, saying, I might say that's when it's dalal al dalal, because achshavei, because he wanted it, he's machshav the hand. But didn't Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam just get through saying that that's not considered achshavei? Achshavei is only where you only want it in this hand and nowhere else, and the hand is the exact example that's not achshavei. The hand is not achshavei because it could have been in a kli. So now all of a sudden, now, but that Gemara over there is saying, no, I'd say by throwing it, it's because it's not Ashvei. When you put it in his hand, then it's Ashvei. That's when it's Dalet al Dalet. But that's exactly contrary to Rebbeinu Tam's whole thing. Right? It's a good problem. A real problem. Like a direct contradiction. It just sounds like Rebbeinu Tam missed it. Okay. So he answers, no. Not so fast. Hainu mishum de ka'amar de yado shal adam chashuv alo kedalet al dalet. That's because the hand is like dalet al dalet. Aval b'shvar dvarim lo mashvi le machshavto ela hecha de lo nichle ben yinacher. He says regularly, normally, achshavei has to be what you want it here, nowhere else whatsoever. But by the hand, since it's dalet al dalet, so now achshavei could even be this weaker thing, where you just want it in his hand. Right, that's the question is, if you're telling me that this is already after the Gemara came on to saying that the hand is kedalet al dalet, so then what do you need achshavei for altogether? Because your hand is dalet al dalet. So Marashat, if the hand is dalet al dalet, then you don't need achshavei. And if the hand isn't dalet al dalet, so then you're using achshavei, but achshavei doesn't work this way. Achshavei needs it to be that you want here, not anywhere else. So what's his answer? What's his answer? We'll leave the question. I think what we should do is look carefully at that Gemara there. Okay, there's Hamin Maskana there about what Rabbi Yochanan holds. I mean, I think that's what he's dealing with here. I mean, he had a can just do the toast. You got to do that Gemara. Okay, so you got to look at that Gemara, and fine, and do that. And after that, I think we have to do it further in the Gemara, in our Gemara, back to our Gemara. And I think we're going to do this Tosvos.